Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Tmura, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Amud, beginning our last parak of Masachet Tmura. Yesh Bekodshe Mizbeach She'in Mekodshe Berek Abayit, Yesh Kodshe Berek Abayit She'in Mekodshe Mizbeach. We are now going to see the differences between Kodshe Mizbeach and Berek Abayit, and it's brought here because of the first difference. She'kodshe Mizbeach Osin Tmura, and Kodshe Berek Abayit cannot make a Tmura. Chayavin alav mishum pigul v'notar v'tameh. Kodshe Mizbeach have pigul notar v'tameh. No such thing applies to Berek Abayit, obviously. V'ladan v'chalavan asur lachar pidyonan. If you redeem Kodshe Mizbeach, they still maintain kedusha, so you're not allowed to shear them. If they bear young, the young still have kedusha, and you're not allowed to milk them, in other words, to work them. In other words, the only thing you could do after you redeem them is to kill them and eat them. Vashochtan b'chutz chayav. Before pidyon, if you shecht them outside of the azara, you're chayav. By the way, Kodshe Berek Abayit, if they would happen to be proper animals for shechita, if you shecht them in the azara, you'd be chayav for chulin b'azara. Einot nimehem le'umanim b'scharan. You cannot use Kodshe Mizbeach. The gizbarim cannot use Kodshe Mizbeach to pay off workers who are working in the mikdash. All the things that we said, the opposite holds for Kodshe Berek Abayit. Now, yesh b'Kodshe Berek Abayit, they have a leg up, if you will. Shestam mekdeshot leBerek Abayit. The default, hekdesh, goes to Berek Abayit. Hekdesh Berek Abayit chal al hakol, and of course Berek Abayit could be on anything, could be on a table, could be on a pig, could be on anything, as opposed to Kodshe Mizbeach, which have a very limited range of applications. Umu'alim b'gidulehen. Another thing about Kodshe Berek Abayit, the byproducts of Kodshe Berek Abayit still maintain Kedusha and Me'il applies before Pidyon. Ve'en bem hana ala ba'alim. The other thing is Kodshe Berek Abayit, the owners get nothing. If you dedicate a table or a coin or whatever it might be to Berek Abayit, that's it. As opposed to Kodshe Mizbeach, when you bring a shlamim, you get to eat a lot of it. Okay, let's look at the Gemara. Uchlalu d'chobet Kodshe Mizbeach osin t'mura. Again, the Gemara, as we've seen earlier in this Masechet, the Gemara reads this group distinction as meaning that every component in Group A bears that characteristic. So that not just to say that Kodshe Mizbeach could make t'mura, but all Kodshe Mizbeach make t'mura. After all, Ofot and Menachot are Kodshe Mizbeach, and they can't make a Tmura. So the answer is Kiktaniya Behema, that what we're talking about only is Behema. For a Vlad Kodshe Mizbeachu, think about this, a Vlad Kodshe Mizbeachu, none in a Vlad Oset Tmura. So of course we're going to do what we've done several times, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, he said that it's authored by Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar Vlad Oset Tmura, we saw Rabbi Yehuda's opinion earlier in the Masechet. Varei Tmura Atzma, but think about a Tmura itself, the Kodshe Mizbeach, you offered the Tmura on the Mizbeach, Hunan ain't tomorrow said Tmura, and Tmura, and all agree that Tmura cannot make a Tmura. So the answer is, Kiktania Iker Zivcha. We're not talking about byproducts, we're talking about the base animal itself. The base korban itself cannot, does make a Tmura. I suppose the base Berek Abayit cannot. Hashtada Atit Lahachi. So once you've answered that, you can go back to the second question and say, Afilu Timur Rabbanan. You don't need to say that that's Rabbi Yehuda. Kiktania Iker Zivcha. What is the Mishnah talking about? Talking about the base korban, not its byproduct, not its child, not its tmura. But the base korban itself can make a tmura. But again, we are only talking about behemot. Ve'inonin mehen la'umanin. So ha'kodshe b'abayit onim lo'notnim. So you're allowed to use kodshe b'arek abayit to pay workers? The answer is, oh yes, demar krav asu li mikdash. Meaning, mishali. Meaning you could take that which I own, God says, and use it to build a mikdash. In other words, to buy materials or to pay workers with. Ish kodshe Berek Abayit. Okay, now Amar Mar Stamek Deshot LeBerek Abayit V'Chal Al Hakol. The Mishnah said that the default of Hekdesh, if somebody says I makdish this, the default it goes to Berek Abayit and applies to everything. So Mantana, who's the author of this? And here we're again going to see that famous Mishnah in Shkalim, the Tanya. Really should be none, and then there's going to be a bright on it. Hamakdish no chasav. If a guy is makdish everything he owns, vayaban behemaru yalakabay mizbeach, and among his property, it includes animals that are fit for the mizbeach. Scharim on the kevot, and there's both males and females. Sell those animals to people who need If it's males, olot, the females sell to people who need shlamim. And the money goes, the proceeds of those sales go along with all the other property you're makdish, it goes to Bet HaKabayit. Now, that sounds like our Mishnah, that the stam, the default is Bet HaKabayit, and therefore the animals get sold and the proceeds go there. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zecharim Hein Atzmani Kervu Olot, that the males themselves are brought as Olot. And you sell the females to people who need Shlamim, and that money is used to buy more Olot. Which means that Rabbi Yeshua seems to say that the default of Hekdesh is Mizbeach, for Olot. So this take of associating our Mishnah with Rabbi Eliezer and only Rabbi Yeshua's out goes against Rabbi Ada Bar Ava's report of Rav. If let's say you had a flock that was all males and that's all you dedicated, then Rabbi Eliezer would agree the person is not going to bypass Kodesh Mizbeach and go directly to Bet HaKabayit. The default would be Mizbeach. So the disagreement was when there was both males and females. That Rav Lezer's position simply is that when you make a neder, you intend it to all be going to one place. So since the females can't be olot, therefore the males also aren't olot, and therefore they get sold and go to Bet HaKabayit. For Yeshua, Yeshua disagrees and says a person will split his neder, and therefore those that could be olot are, those that can't are sold and used for olot. There's another version of this statement. If you're only makdish behemot. Now, we're not saying that male or female as opposed to animals as opposed to other property. Which means in this version, if all your makdish were behemot, males and females, then Rabbi Elazar would agree it goes to the Mizbeach, and therefore the males would go as olot, and the females would be sold and used for olot. Their disagreement was, in this version, if there's other property, tables and land, whatever it might be, again, a person will not split his neder. Since the table can't call the Mizbeach, therefore, Rabbi Shua says a person would split. Which means that according to either of these versions of Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Ada Bar Ava, quoting Rav, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua would be at odds with our Mishnah because they would say that the default of Hekdesh goes to the Mizbeach, and the only issue is when do we have a split neder. Okay, so according to the second version, the language of the Mishnah that says that the money goes along with all the other property of the Kabayit works. But Leishna Kama, according to the first version, Litni Yipuru Kabayit, meaning there are no Shar Nechasim. In other words, the only issue is, are there just males or males and females, but there's no tables or anything else. It's just a flock. And therefore, according to the Leishna Kama, it should just say they go to Bet HaKabayit, now they go with the rest of the property, because there is no rest of the property. So the answer is, good, so we have a version in the Braita that says they go to Bet HaKabayit without saying with the rest of the property. And that version supports the first version of Rav Ada Bar Ava quoting Rav. Okay, what does it mean? What does it include? Ravina latuye shifui veniva, meaning if you have like wood that you dedicate a Bet HaKabayit and you hone it, then the sawdust, or you cut it, the sawdust and the shavings also go to Bet HaKabayit, meaning everything is included. Moalim b'gidulein, so latuye mai, what does it mean that the byproducts of Bet HaKabayit also have meila? So rapapa latuye chaleva muktashiru etse torin, meaning that the milk of muktashin and the eggs of them don't carry meila. In other words, kodesh mizbeach don't have byproduct meila, and that includes the milk of chatat, let's say, and the eggs of a bird that was muktash. Ketanya, we have it's really a mishta in meila. Ketnan chalev muktashim etzei torin lo nenin v'lo moalin. But in Kodesh Bet HaKabayit, the Mishnah continues, if you makdish a chicken, then the egg carries meila. If you makdish a donkey, then it's milk. It's a female donkey, so it's milk. It carries meila. And even according to, evidently, there's a Manda Amar, we'll see in Mi'ilah, who says that even Gidulei Kodesh Mizbeach carry Mi'ilah. That's only if the byproduct is also fit for the Mizbeach. Gidulei Delo Chazal Mizbeach, let's say that you have an egg, example, an unfertilized egg of a bird. There's no mi'ilah, doesn't apply in mi'ilah by him. So we see that even according to that mandamar, there is a significant difference in mi'ilah between kochem isbeach and kochem erekabait. I could pause at this point and pick it up on Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph with the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.